Good morning, Doctor. How are you doing?
Good, thank you.
So, as I mentioned, you were recently in Greece. How is the country coping with the economic and also the refugee crisis there at the moment?
Yeah, it's been a very interesting time for Greece, and I've been there three times in the last year. So I've really seen the differences from when they nominated the Syriza party,
mm-hmm.
and there was a great hope, and then to the Ohi vote, the no vote, which then led to some disappointment because in the end they didn't kind of win against austerity. So basically the whole thing in Greece is things are difficult. People are finding it really hard. The poverty is just... people overnight have lost their jobs.
Mm.
On top of that, we have the migrant crisis. But what has been really fantastic, I think, about Greek people is actually they have been very welcoming and very helpful. And particularly I went to the island of Lesvos, which is just on the kind of corridor between Turkey and Greece. And the way people were helping was surprising. The rest of the world has closed their borders. Australia closes its borders. But here is almost this amazing potential for people, I guess.
Now, tell us, what was your original reason for going to Greece, and when did the focus sort of shift to the stray dogs when you were there?
Yeah, look, the very first time I went to Greece, I fell in love with the stray dogs. It was just the very first day I came across a dog that was just sprawled out across marble steps in front of the most expensive hotel in Athens. And I actually thought the dog was dead, and I thought, oh, my God, I was believing all the stereotypes of Greek people. And then I realised, actually, that there's a network of people that look after the stray dogs of Athens, and they're everywhere. And when I was there, I was just to everybody, to friends, I was so fascinated by these dogs and also the people that took care of them. So there's something very special about that relationship. And then people would tell me about this famous dog that had just died, which was Lukanikos. And I did a little radio piece on Lukanikos and his heroism and what it meant to people. And I'm now doing a film called Dogs of Democracy, which is really about what we can learn from the ways in which the poor look after the poor, in a sense. So it's almost the poorest people in the community are actually looking after the strays. And the strays, in a way, represent, I suppose, the life on the streets.
Mm. So what can we learn about these dogs and, I guess, the camaraderie they have with people who aren't so well off in Greece, do you think?
Yeah, there's a certain loyalty, there's a certain love that the dogs show. They're independent, but yet they're social creatures, and they like to be around people, and they like to be around, you know, for want of a better word, good people. So the interesting thing about Lukanikos was he was always on the side of the protesters against austerity.
Mm.
He was never on the side of the police that were actually throwing doing tear gas, being violent and so on. So Lukanikos became then a sort of a symbol of that kind of movement of people who were feeling homeless, who had lost their jobs. So there's a certain kind of courage, I think, in the spirit of the dog that people, identify with. But then again, the people themselves have really shown a certain sort of courage themselves. It's not to say that everybody is fantastic, but what I'm trying to say is that there's something in the way in which the dogs and the people kind of live together that shows us something about the human spirit, which I think is really important now.
Yeah.
And particularly in a country that is suffering so badly from kind of the crisis and the economic conditions that are going on.
So do you think it's possible for dogs to have a sense of ethics or morals in that way, do you think?
It's interesting. You know, there's a... I mean, I wouldn't maybe term it in the ways in which we would say ethics and morals, but there's certainly a behaviour that I think we can learn from dogs. And there is actually a famous story and a famous philosopher that talked about the fact that there was a dog that he met when he was in a concentration camp in the war. And the dog was in the camp, and he was the only one that actually treated the prisoners like humans.
Mm.
So he was saying he gave a kind of attribute of the dignity of the dog, that the dog actually saw the dignity of humans. And I think what dogs do is they cut through the kind of crap, in a sense. So in that sense, yes, there's an ethics, but not in the same terms in which we would name it. Yeah.
And you mentioned the dog that you saw on the marble steps. Did you have another, what was your first sort of, did you have a favourite stray dog when you spent some time in Greece?
Yeah, look, I've just come back literally from filming, and look, they're all fantastic, and I've met so many different ones. So there's no favourites because they're all, they've all got their characters, and what I'm trying to capture in the film, actually, and I've got some great music to go with it, is these characters, and not necessarily from a, the film's not from a dog's point of view, but as much as possible, I'm trying to give the characters of these dogs.
Well, the film is called Dogs of Democracy, and it comes out later this year. Dr. Mary Zunazi, thanks so much for talking to us on 2SER this morning.
Thank you. Yep.